Blog Talk Radio.
Proverbs 17, and we will start reading from there. Better is a dry morsel and quietness therewith than a house full of sacrifices and strife. Well, strife, that means anger or disputes, among other words, and try not to have that. A wise servant shall have over a son that causes shame, and shall have part of the inheritance among the brethren. The finding pot is silver, and the furnace for gold, but the Lord tries the heart. A wicked door giveth heed to false lips, and a liar gives ear to a naughty tongue. Whoso mocketh the poor reproaches or insults, among other words, his maker, and he that is glad at calamities shall not be unpunished. Children's children are the crown of old men, and the glory of children are their fathers. Excellent speech becomes not a fool, much less do lying lips a prince. A gift is a precious stone in the eyes of him that hath it. Whithsoever is turneth, it prospereth. He that covers a transgression, seeks love, but he that repeateth a matter separate, very friends, was separated very friends. a reproof entered a man into a wise man, and 100 stripes into a fool. An evil man seeketh out rebellion. Therefore, a cruel messenger shall be sent against him. Let a bear rob. Excuse me, let's start over. Let a bear robbed of her whelps meet a man rather than a fool in his folly. Whosoever rewardeth evil for good, evil shall not depart from his house. The beginning of strife, the strife is quarrel or dispute, as when one letteth out water, there leave off connection before it be melted, before it be meddled with. He that justifies the wicked, and he that commandeth the just, they both are abomination to the Lord. Wherefore, there is a price in the hand of a fool to get wisdom, seeing he has no heart to bear it. We're going to stop here. Let's see. Let me draw my line so where I'll know where we stopped off. We stopped off at verse 16. And I pray and I hope that you get some understanding from God's words of wisdom. That's in Proverbs 1 through 15. Now, let's turn to Sabbath school. Well, let's turn to Acts chapter 7. And I will say a little prayer. And then we will start reading. After I've made a few announcements or things that I want you sheep to know, after I've said those, we will come back to read in Acts chapter 7. Father in heaven, I cannot praise you enough for all the things that you have done for us. I just didn't know. But now I've begun to read the Bible and I find out. Thank you for me realizing and understanding that we are alive, that we are already blessed. And we are. We didn't know it. Thank you for this Bible. I'm learning so much. Whereas I was about to give up, you kept me. Thank you. You called me out. You called me out from the world where I was having a good time doing what the devil would have me to do. Father, bless our young and our old who are in the prison system. Our old women and old men, young men, middle age, bless them all and release them from prison. They are your sons and your daughters. And not only that, but you gave me a dream calling me out of the world to feed your sheep And that's what I'm doing. I don't care how good I feel or bad I feel. I'm doing what you're saying for me to do. And I thank you. And I thank you for showing me Blog Talk Radio to get on to feed your sheep. I know that they could be somewhere else doing other things right now. But right now, even with my bad reading, they are here listening to know what it is that's in your words that will feed your sheep. There's no shucking and jiving. It's just reading from the Bible that you had your prophets to write. Thank you, Father. I thank you for protecting us from natural and chemical disasters here in Detroit, Michigan, my hometown. I thank you for that. I don't know what else. What else do I say? Your sheep are learning, those who are listening. There are some things that I did not know. And I had been in the Baptist church for over 45 years. My brother thought 50 years, most of my life. But I say no. I was there for at least 45 years because I left the church for maybe 10 years. Oh, and I'm leaving off my prayer. Father, thank you for all the things that you do for us, giving us prosperity in all things. I ask and I say that in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus Christ. So, have you turned your Bibles? I want you to know to Acts chapter 7. I want you sheep to know that we black people, as well as Jesus, is a black man. That Jesus that you see that is of a light complexion, that's an idol. This Bible is for us. We black folks learn this and know this. We're from the tribe of Judah, along with Benjamin and Levi, who were sold into captivity by Africans to the United States, by Africans and Arabs, to the Europeans. This Bible is for us. And some, we will accept some white folks. But when you start reading, I want you to read Psalms 83. I want you to read all of it, especially 3 through 8. Then I want you to read Deuteronomy 28 chapters, verses 64 through 68. There is no other group of people but us who were sold as slaves. Now, I hear that they are in Texas somewhere trying to turn history or make history read that we came to America. We didn't come here. We were sold as slaves to the Africans and the Arabs. Now, we look like Africans, and the Arabs are our brothers in that our father Abraham had a son that's Arab. The Arabs, I don't know, they should accept us. We are as I understand what I'm now reading or have read in the past. And I want us all to get on the same page. Now listen, this holiday that is coming up, Sunday, it's a pagan holiday. It is not, I repeat, not our holiday. Do not celebrate it. An egg does not come from a rabbit. A rabbit do not lay eggs. He doesn't give birth out of eggs. He's like a mammal. He's like us. He has his baby. Well, let me get to the lesson. Now, I want all of you sheep to know that who are of African descent, who were brought, well, we are not African. We are of the tribe of Judah from the Bible and from the tribe of Benjamin and Levi. The three tribes were sold to the United States, to the Europeans. And then there were some black folks already here that were Indians. Let us start reading chapter 7. And I pray that my Father in heaven will let me read all of chapter 7. Let me finish it. I want to know about Stephen. Let's read chapter 7. Of Acts. Then said the high priest, "Are these things so?" And he said, "Men, brethren, and fathers, hearken." Hearken means to listen. And excuse me, for some reason I am belching all over. I can't stop it. I can't help it. I don't know why that is, but it is. The God of glory appeared unto our father Abraham. See, Abraham had the son and sent him out, and that's Abraham is our father. When he was in Mesopotamia, and before he dwelt in Quran, and said unto him, "Get thee out from thy country and from thy kindreds and come into a land which I will show you." And he came out of the land of the Chaldeans and dwelt in Quran. And hence, when his father was dead, he removed him into this land where you now live, you now dwell. And he gave him no inheritance in it, not so much as to set foot on. Yet he promised that he would give him for a possession the land possession and to his seed after him when as yet he had no child. Verse 6. He said, and God spake on this wise, that this seed shall sojourn in a strange land. That's us. We're the only people that was put on a ship and taken to another land, the strange land, that is, and that they should bring them to bondage and we are slaves till this day. And many of us don't know that. And you see how we are treated or mistreated. The Bible is telling you that this, and entreated them evil 400 years. The 400 years will be over in 2019. That's what I was taught in my history books, like from 1619 to 1919. Well, 2019 will be the 400 years. So in another year or two, this slavery will be over in the United States. And what's going to happen to the people that brought us here as slaves? We are the children of, we are the grandchildren of those people who worked hard and that paid nothing and was beaten with the whip for nothing. We are their grandchildren. And this is what will happen to that nation that brought us here and enslaved us. Verse 7, and the nation to whom they shall be in bondage will I judge. God is going to judge them, said God. And after that shall they come out and serve me in this place. We're going back, as I understand it. We are going back to live in the place where we were taken out of. And we weren't taken out of Africa. We were taken out of Jerusalem. That's where we belong. And we were sold to this nation of white folks. Verse 8. And he gave him a covenant of circumcision. And so Abraham begat Isaac and circumcised him the eighth day. And Isaac begat Jacob. And Jacob begat 12 patriarchs. Now, there is no mention of Esau. Again, I read to you, sheep, in Luke chapter 3, verse 34, there is no mention of Esau. And Esau is of the white colored people. There is no mention of him in this Bible, except for doing evil. I don't know if he is of the devil, but I think he sure is of evil. And some of them now are trying to do good. But that's why God told me to feed his sheep. He didn't say feed some of the people. He wanted me to minister unto the people. So he wanted the people, all the people, to hear what I read to them. And this is my ministry, to read to you what's in the Bible, although I do not do a good job as the white-skinned people who call them white-skinned. Some of them call us burnt or dark because we are of dark skin, some of us, not all of us. And the patriarchs moved with envy, sold Joseph to Egypt, but God was with him. And, you know, and his sons came with us. His son Benjamin, well, Benjamin is one of his sons. I don't know about Levi, but Levi is like the ones who served in the temple, served in God's house, and was chosen. I would have to read that again to you, but Levi is a chosen group to serve God. And maybe that's why I am chosen to serve God, because I was in the world doing the things of the world, and he pulled me out. He told me to feed his sheep. And if you go to my first time I spoke on this channel, on Blog Talk Radio, I told you what happened. He gave me a dream, and God will come to you in a dream and tell you things to do. And of course you want to be obedient to your parents. If you're out there killing and all that, he doesn't want you to kill. He says, thou shalt not kill. That's one of the Ten Commandments that he gave us. Now, I want you to remember Numbers 12 and 6. I need to introduce myself. I forgot to do that. I will do that later. Write this down, Numbers 12 and 6. It says, I make myself known to him in a vision. I speak to him in a dream. He will tell you what to do in a dream. God did not speak to Paul in a dream. Paul says, who calls himself, he was Saul. I had said that I would not read the book of Paul, but I am going to later on, because I need to feed God's sheep, and we need to know everything that Paul said. And I'm going back to to Acts 7 and verse 9. And the patriarchs moved with envy, sold Joseph into Egypt, but God was with him and delivered him out of all affliction and gave him favor and wisdom in the sight of the patriarchs of the Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And he made him governor over Egypt and all his house. Now there came a dearth, and that is a scarcity or lack of, among many words. Dearth means scarcity or lack. It's scarcity. Scarcity or lack of, a dearth over all the land of Egypt, and Coran, and greatly afflicted, and our fathers found no substance. But when Jacob heard of that, where he was corn in the, let me read that again. But when Jacob heard that there was corn in Egypt, he sent out our fathers first, And the second time, Joseph was made known to his brothers, his brethren, and Joseph's kindred was made known also unto Pharaoh. Then sent Joseph and called his father Jacob to him, and all his kindreds, 60, that's 60, and 15 souls, that's 5, that equals 75 people, came to where Jacob was. Well, came to Egypt. They were not put in a slave ship. They walked over to Egypt because there was a famine or scarcity in the land. There was a lack of food. So Joseph went down to Egypt and died, he and our fathers, and were carried over to Shechem and laid in this sepulcher that Abraham bought for a sum of money, and the sons of Emor, the father of Shechem. But when the time of the promise drew near, the God had sworn to Abraham, the people grew and multiplied in Egypt till another king arose, which knew not Joseph. Pardon me. Yes, I'm built in again. Then the same dealt subtly with our kindred, and evil entreated our fathers. So they cast out their children to all they might not live. Let me read that again. The same dwelt subtilely with our kindred, and evil entreated our fathers. So they cast out their children, and so they cast out their children to the end they might not live, in which Moses was born. And Moses was exceedingly fair and nourished up in the father's house 3 months. And when he was cast out, Pharaoh's daughter took him up and nourished him for her own son. And Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians, and was mighty in word and deeds. And when he was full 40 years old, it came to his heart to visit his brethren, the children of Israel, and seeing one of them suffer wrong, he defended him and avenged him that was oppressed, and smote the Egyptians. For he supposed the brethren would have understood how that God by his hand would deliver them, but they understood not. The next day he showed himself unto them as they strove, and would have set them at one time. Excuse me, sheep. I'm doing, even in sickness, I'm doing what I have to do that God told me to do. I'm doing. But you may do it better. You get your books and you read further on. And the next day he showed himself unto them as they strolled. And the stroll means as they walk. And would have set them at one again, saying, "Sir, you are brethren. Why do you do wrong one to another?" But he that did his neighbor wrong thrust him away, saying, "Who made thee a ruler and a judge over us? Wilt thou kill me as thou didst the Egyptian yesterday?" Then fled Moses at this saying, and was stranger in the land of Midian, where he begot two sons. And then 40 years were expired. And when 40 years were expired, there appeared to him in the wilderness of Mount Sinai, where this says Mount Sinai, and it's spelled S-I-N-A, sinner, an angel of the Lord in a flame of fire in a bush. And when Moses saw it, he wondered at the sight, and he drew near to behold it. To behold, that is, to look at it, to see it. The voice of the Lord came unto him, saying, "I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham," the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Then Moses trembled and durst not behold. And that means he dared not look. I got that from another Bible on the computer. It said he dared not look. And here it says durst not look. Uh-oh. I have 7 minutes to go. I know I will not finish this. Verse 33. Then said the Lord to him, "Put off thy shoes from thy feet, for the place where thou standest is holy ground. I have seen, and I have..." He said that twice. I have seen the affliction of my people, which is in Egypt. And that's us. We were over in Egypt, but we walked over to Egypt, as we just read over in chapter 13 and 14, where Joseph called his father, and 75 people went over there, and millions came out, I guess. He multiplied them and made them a lot of people. Verse 7, I have seen the affliction of my people, which is in Egypt, and I have heard the groanings and come down to deliver them. And now come, I will send thee into Egypt. And Moses, whom they refused, saying, who made you ruler and judge? The same God sent to be a ruler and deliverer by the bush, by the hand of the angel which appeared to him in the bush. So that was the angel that appeared to Moses in the bush. He brought them out after he had showed wonders and signs in the land of Egypt and in the Red Sea and the wilderness for 40 years. For this Moses, which said unto the children of Israel, a prophet shall the Lord your God rise up unto you of your brethren like unto me, him shall you hear. This is he that was in the church in the wilderness with the angel, spoke to him, and the Mount Sinai with our fathers who received the lively oracle, and that's prophecy, to give to us, to whom our fathers would not obey, but thrust him from them, and in their hearts turned back again to Egypt, saying, Aaron, make us a God to go before us, for as this Moses, which brought us out of the land of Egypt, would want not what is before him. That word want means know not what is come of him. And they made a calf, and they offered sacrifices unto the idol and rejected the works of the Father. Let me read that again. And rejoice in the works of their own hands. Then God turned. I will stop off at verse 42 and say a closing prayer. If it's God's will, I will be back with you next week. Father, thank you for loving us so much that you protect us from the evil one, even while we are asleep, as well as while we are awake. You protect us from the evil one and his demons. Thank you. In Jesus' name, in Yeshua's name, I say that prayer. Thank you. I will be back. I plan to be back. That's why I try not to make plans. Like it says in James 15, if it is God's will, and if it is God's will, I will speak with you next. Now listen, go to Amazon. No one is going to Amazon, but you go and purchase my book, The Path Mate,
Help Your Children,
The Broken Plan. That's the children's book.
And don't let them fall.
And the unseen get those three
by the side.
By
of the road.
I wrote them for your enjoyment.
When
I
said,
I'm not troubled up
to love one another. But heaven might find a place
I didn't write
in their heart.
I was done,
Jesus.
My last book.
He won't
I
let you
make
down.
Make
and I know he forever in my heart. We've got to walk on. Walk on through temptation. Cause he's love.
It's meant for us.
And his wisdom,
if we don't even realize it,
will be our helping hand.